1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Justice Department is now looking into a handful of classified documents found in President Biden's former office at a foreign policy research center in Washington. It's a story first reported here on CBS News. Here's correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The discovery of classified material from the Obama era at the D.C. think tank that bears President Biden's name was enough of a concern of the Justice Department's that the Attorney General weeks ago tasked the U.S. attorney in Chicago with running a review. That review has not yet been completed, sources say. The White House says it's cooperating. It's unclear what's in these documents or how classified they were, whether they were marked confidential, secret, or top secret. But a source says they didn't contain any nuclear secrets.
Authorities are now going door to door, urging thousands of residents in Montecito to get out ahead of possible mudslides during severe storms. KCBS Radio's Jim Taylor has the latest.
For some, too late to leave, though. Jason Hoppins, Santa Cruz Emergency Services.
The San Lorenzo River is backed up and is blocking a major intersection out of the San Lorenzo Valley, and there's further blockages. There's not a lot of ways south out of the San Lorenzo Valley right now, so all those folks are trapped.
23 people died in mudslides there in 2018. Damar Hamlin is back in Buffalo now, a week after collapsing on the field from cardiac arrest.
Doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center say Damar Hamlin is on the long road to recovery.
A little bit of a ways to go in terms of his ongoing recovery. We're thrilled to where he is today. He's up. He's walking around. He's got an amazing, genuine sense of humor.
They say his breathing tube came out Friday, which is also when he started PT, the same week after suffering cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football last week.
Continuing to regain strength. He's certainly on what we consider a very normal to even accelerated trajectory.
Hamlin will continue his recovery at a Buffalo hospital. Matt Piper, CBS News.
North American leaders are meeting in Mexico today. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Today, with President Lopez Obrador, President Biden is looking to dive deep on a set of issues that are priorities for his administration, including continued close coordination on migration.
Fentanyl trafficking across the border is also on the agenda. Police in Newport News say a six-year-old shot his teacher on purpose last week during class. Chief Steve Drew.
Mrs. Zwerner was providing class instruction. The six-year-old child displayed a firearm, pointed it at her, and fired one round. There was no physical struggle or fight. She was providing instruction to her class.
Still no word on how the little boy got his hands on that gun, but it was purchased legally by his mother. Investigators say he pulled it from his backpack. The Dow lost 112 points today. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Find the best seats in the house on game day. If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With six locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards, we're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show, our weekly chat with the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, whose team has a matchup on Tuesday night against Michigan State, 6 o'clock tip time at the Kohl Center, and then on the road again. A lot of Saturday afternoon games here in the month of January for Wisconsin. This week they will be down in Bloomington for a noon Central Time tip against the Indiana Hoosiers. Badgers getting a split last week, winning on the home floor against Minnesota. And then a very inspired Illinois team, to its credit, on Saturday, knocking off Wisconsin down in Champaign, as we are joined by the head coach of the Badgers. And that was, again, you've said many, many times, that is life in the Big Ten. When we talked before the game, I said, okay, when they're really good, what do you see? And I guess we saw it up close on Saturday. Credit to them, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, when you're making shots like they did, and part of it was our undoing and not handling things the right way. But you know, I thought other than some defensive miscues at the end of the first half and then in the second half, you know, we did some good things. You know, adjusting to life without Tyler is still ongoing right now. So, you know, we're there's some positives out of that, but a lot of things that we have to learn really fast and get better as we prepare for tomorrow night.
Well, the fight was never in question, because that's the kind of game that could really have gone off the rails the way Illinois was shooting the ball, and it could have been a 20 or 25-point decision. It seemed like on multiple occasions, Greg, you guys were like one bucket away, you know, or one stop, one bucket, that combo of making that game really interesting, but it just...
Yeah, and I think that's where some of our inexperience in terms of shot selection at times that we took, defensive miscues where we didn't cover up specifically Hawkins and some ball screens or some handoff situations. So, like I said, it's things that this group is eager to learn from, and, you know, back on the floor yesterday, go again today, and the resolve is always something you watch and see how they handle, you know, getting kicked in the teeth a little bit. It's been a while. As I told him Saturday in the locker room, I said, I haven't talked to you after a loss since November. Mm-hmm. So let's try to get back to that feeling again. I like that feeling better in the locker room than what we had on Saturday.
And you know, both the previous two losses were razor's edge games too, right?
Right.
This is the way you guys came out. Well, the other thing, the other captain obvious here is that it's pretty crowded at or near the top. I know Purdue, as we record this, is a half a game ahead, but you got you yourself, Michigan State, among others, sitting there at 3-1. It's going to be interesting. I don't know. This, I think Tom Izzo talked about it, the number of really good teams in the league. TBD if there's a great team, but the depth, what is it, 12 of the 14 are in the top 100 in the net rankings? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, there is. There's no doubt, I think, that you just watch. You know, we've said this for a long time, but it's probably more evident just watching even yesterday's games. You know, with Maryland, what they did with Ohio State. You know, Iowa goes to Rutgers, to a Rutgers team that's been on a roll and wins. And obviously Purdue goes into the Palestra, which is not an easy place to play with the very pro Penn State crowd. So, you know, like I said, it's just, Northwestern goes to Indiana. I mean, probably if you would have did a pick 'em before the day started, you might not have come out with a lot of those right. So that's what makes this league interesting. And, you know, from game in and game out, you got to bring it the best you can.
And unfortunately, in the league right now, part of the storyline of the conference are our injuries. Obviously, close to home here with Tyler Wall. Indiana's, you know, without Race Thompson for an indefinite period. Xavier Johnson has been out. Zed Key was out yesterday for Ohio State. I know that's how it works, and there's next man up, but that's a lot of really key players who are down right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. You know, I think you always try to have the next man up mentality, but even though you do, and the next people step up and do what they can do, you're out of a rhythm of what you've been doing here for 2 months. you know, and I know Michigan State's gone through where they're starting to get healthy now, where Malik Hall and Jaden Akins had missed a considerable amount of time. So we all have to go through it. You hope not very long, if you do at all, but it's an opportunity for specifically in our situation where, you know, Carter Gilmore, Chris Hodges, Marcus Ilver get a chance now to get their feet to the fire even more. And hopefully in the long run, it helps us. It expedites the growth of those guys. So when Tyler does come back, those guys are better, which makes our team better.
We talked before the game. You had mentioned you're seeing a more confident Carter Gilmore. I guess I didn't ask you then. I should ask you now about a Marcus Ilver. Are you seeing a little bit more confidence with him? I mean, this is all still pretty new stuff, getting in the guts of games, but you're right, liking what you're seeing?
Yeah, I am. You know, I think he understands, and what I like the most is he understands where he needs to get better, and he's completely accepted it. He accepts coaching. He embraces it. So that's a great sign. When you're accepting of that and you want to be coached, and he knows exactly, you know, where he needs to improve upon, and obviously he's got a lot of things he does well, too, but I think we're just scratching the surface in terms of where he can be when he really, part of it's going to be a physical maturation, but as he gets more and more experience, as he has here these last two games, I think the growth is, I've just watched the growth even in practice, just watching tape of practice, the alertness, the awareness, the attention to detail has gone higher and higher each day. So those are all good signs.
It's easy for those of us on the outside when you think of somebody like a Marcus Ilver, because his path was a little different, and others who were recruited in that time, because that was a Zoom recruit, right?
Right.
During COVID. So did that, how did that change just like getting familiar with him and what, you know, what kind of coaching is works for him and all of that type of
thing?
Yeah,
I mean, credit to him, because he made a decision sight unseen. You know, it was, as you mentioned, during COVID when we could not leave campus, he could not visit. The first time I met him was the first day of summer school that following year, so in person. So it just, for him to have a choice like that, make his college decision when he had a lot of options, and do it sight unseen, and then come here and again, in a day and age when you know, the general consensus is that if there's a little adversity, you turn and run. Example, the transfer portal. He's stuck to it and understands. And like I said, that's the biggest thing with him, is what I've been impressed with is how he accepts and coaching, and knows that he's got a long ways to go, but is eager to try to get there.
Let me get back to Tyler Wall, a little basketball 101 question. I can look at a stat sheet and I see what he scores. I see what he rebounds. He'll get a couple of assists a game. Beyond that, his value, if, you know, if it's the defensive end, just give us an idea. Idea of, beyond raw numbers, what he brings night in and night out.
It's 3.5 years of experience, Matt. You know, he's been there. He's watched older guys do it. He's done it himself. He's played on two Big Ten championship teams. So probably above all those numbers, it's experience. And that's, you know, he tries to do what he can do from the bench and help these guys. But it's still the thousands of reps that he's had in practice over 3.5 years, the game reps he's had, the end of game situations. You know, there's just been, you can't summarize all of it. And that's why experience is such a big piece of, you know, of any sport, really. You know, it's talent can take you so far, but then you have to add some experience and some game knowledge, and you have to be battle tested, and obviously he is, and we've got to continue to get other guys more battle tested.
Yeah, there's that experience, then the physical growth, because he never shied away from contact. He was never afraid to put his face in there. There's just more of him to do
right
it now, right? And it shows. And along those same lines, I see a guy like Steven Crowell, who continues to grow. He's got a lot on his plate, right? He's playing 30 minutes a game. You know, he's trying to get more consistent, obviously, from the outside. He's had games where he's been really good there. He's a distributor. There's a lot of responsibility there that he is really embracing, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's become a focal point, you know, along with Chucky and Tyler of this team. And we've gone to him a lot, and he's really, I mean, he's scoring it in the post at a high rate right now and doing a really good job. And the thing that we've encouraged him to be is more aggressive. aggressive scoring it. You know, we've always known he can pass it and he makes good decisions, and at times he's too unselfish. So, you know, and he's continuing to get better defensively. I think he's getting better rebounding wise. You know, we got to continue to find ways to help him get better and continue to find ways to find him and play through him more.
I'm going young guy, old guy, young guy. I want to go back here in this couple minutes with a guy like Chris Hodges. And again, I have to remind myself, this is the first time he's playing in games in a while, you know, the last 2 years. But again, someone like that, as he continues to get bigger and stronger and just get used to playing in games again,
right?
Someone who could really help you.
Yeah, I think it's for him, it's again, like we talked with Tyler, all the experience he has, it's all the experience that Chris doesn't have. Mm-hmm. And you can tell there's moments of the light goes on, and then there's moments where you can tell he's a freshman that's kind of flopping around. And, you know, for him, I think where he can really be impactful is going to come yet with what he can put on more in the weight room. I think for his role down the road is going to be a physical, imposing guy inside. And you know, right now I think every day is a bonus for him, because he gets to play like right now he's playing Matty Sissoko for Michigan. Mm-hmm. State, you know, and he played Dane Donja, so he's getting those scout team reps and getting a lot of experience with that, and having to go against Steve Crowell and Carter Gilmore and Tyler Wall every day. So all this, even though he's maybe not getting the volume of game experience like a Marcus or Carter have started to get, he's still getting those reps every day in practice.
All right, we'll take a break. Badgers hosting the Michigan State Spartans tomorrow night. Our coverage will start at 5. Tip time is set for 6 o'clock. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We'll take a break. More to come as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 26 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 33, tomorrow cloudy. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow night chance of snow, lows level off around 25. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 26.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. Before we get back to basketball, I know there's always the back and forth with football, and I'm just, as we record this, you haven't hit the practice floor yet. As people hear it, practice will be done. I'm just guessing Krabbenhoff is just... I don't even want to be around him today, do I? I mean, joke.
Oh, you had to bring it up, didn't you? Yeah, it didn't take long. I don't think the teams were off the field last night up in Lambeau, and the text messages were flying. So, I've talked to him twice today already, and the first phone call was a little, I'm like, hey, it is what it is. Let's move on to Michigan State. And he was gracious about it. But I'm sure he'll have fun with it. Who knows? I haven't seen him yet. Maybe he'll have a Vikings jersey on today.
I'm just thinking that. Yeah, he's going to be all decked out like Kirk Cousins. Let's get to a general topic in the world of college basketball. It was starting to swirl last week, and I don't want to make too much of it because the Transformation Committee and the NCAA, this, you know, last year meeting a number of times, and there were certain recommendations. I don't know if it was a big focus of what the committee was all about, but one of the things the committee has recommended, at least for consideration, would be an expansion of postseason play. This is for sports with 200-plus members, so specific to basketball. I think they're trying to find a way to get 25% of teams into the postseason. Right now in the NCAA with a 68-team field, that's about 17 or 18%. So if you expand it, there's 90. It's a recommendation, right? I'm trying to get proper context. This doesn't sound like anything that's...
Yeah, I don't know if it has, you know, a lot of momentum right now. It's in discussion, I guess, and I've followed it loosely, I guess. But the biggest thing with the Transformation Committee that coaches have had more of an issue with is that, and this really isn't specific to the Transformation Committee, but in a lot of these decision-making committees, the coaches don't have a seat at the table. And that's been the biggest thing that we've had discussions at the league level telling Commissioner Warren, we need seats at the table, you know, because we're the ones living this every day. Regards to expansion, I mean, I can see the benefits of it. I understand the cons of it, that they don't want to water it down. But I think just the opportunities for student athletes, it's not going to be a massive expansion. I've seen 96 is what they would look like going to. You're probably adding another weekend or however they're going to, I don't know how they would, I don't think they know how it would look yet in making it work. But I think there's definitely some advantages to it. I think the thing in college basketball, you're going to see more upsets. Because now we've talked about parity, you know, every week it seems like, Matt. Now you're going to bring another wave of those schools in where we've seen what happens, what's going on. Just watch college basketball every single night. And between the three-point line and the transfer portal, those are from 69 to 96, are going to be some pretty good teams that on any given night, you know, maybe not over the course of 35 games, but it's one game, 40 minutes, and who knows what happens.
Yep, more manageable to get in, harder to get to the finish line.
Yes.
Because you, particularly now, and you've talked about this a lot, the three-point line, there could be some player for some school that most fans have never heard of, and all of a sudden that guy goes 8 for 10 from
right.
three, and an entire season gets knocked away because of a hot player that all of a sudden gets his
moment. You know, I guess injury, foul trouble. I mean, there's so many things that I think are specific to our sport where it lends itself to more parity just because of how the game is played now. And like I said, the portal has done a lot of that with dispersing, I think, and maybe recycling talent, so to speak, and spreading it out. So I think it'd be interesting. I think there's no doubt that it might be double March Madness because I think it'd be some crazy games at times. I mean, I don't know who would be 69 through 96 as we sit here today, but I could probably pull 10 teams and said, look out. This team would it's going to create some problems. We got them all in the Big Ten. I mean, what we said, 12 of 14 in the top 100.
Yep.
So you're probably looking at 12 teams in the tournament, and who knows? We've seen what's going on in our league over the last few weeks already. You spread that across the country, it will create some madness.
It is. It's an interesting point you bring up because I always roll my eyes when we get into the postseason and whoever wins the NIT, they say, well, there's the 69th best team. No, it isn't. That team that wins the NIT and many others are better than teams that, some teams that can get in, they get hot in a one-bid league and it's conference tournament or whatever. So, yeah, you are. There are teams that are certainly worthy of it. So mind-blowing to me that, and you mentioned that the coaches so often don't get a seat at the table when things are being discussed. I've heard it to some extent with football, but I feel like I hear it more with basketball, and I don't know what the hockey world is like. It's hard for people to understand. If it's hard for us to understand, it's got to be mind-blowing for you coaches to try to understand.
Yeah, and I think there's just so many layers of decision-making. And, you know, there's a committee for every single thing under the sun right now, Matt. So, and I get it. There's been a lot of good things that have come from the formation of 100 different committees. But I think the one thing that's kind of got... And we have a little voice early, but then as it goes up the chain of command, so to speak, to decision-making mode, and that's where the coaches feel like we've been left out of it, where we can give real life examples, and it, like, this will work, or hey, this won't work. This won't work because of here's why it won't work. And, you know, in our league, and Coach Izzo, who obviously being here tomorrow night, and our liaison nationally is Matt Painter. They have, you know, they're almost at wit's end trying to continue to fight for what the coaches feel is right within the Big Ten. And Matt's doing it as at a national level as well. But it's just, it could be, I know it's very frustrating for them. It's very frustrating for those that are us that are not sitting in those rooms on the national level that we we should have somebody at the table all the way to the finish line with some of these decisions that specifically impact our sport.
Yeah, keep punching, right? Because I know you will speak your mind. Coach Painter will speak his mind. And we're pretty sure that Coach Izzo will speak his mind as well when needed. Speaking of Coach Izzo, we get back to basketball. And you mentioned, you know, without Malik Hall, without Jaden Akins, they weren't the same. There's some metric out there specific with Hall, how much better they are on the defensive end when he's on the floor. I mean, he brings a lot of things, but the defensive end's huge.
Well, he's their Tyler Wall. He's the switchable, guard everybody, you know, can play in the post. He's got an expanding perimeter game. He's just Mr. Versatile, which adds another piece that in today's game, versatility is kind of the king. You know, you have to be mobile. You have to be able to guard multiple positions because of how offenses play. So, adding him back, you can tell they've kind of spoon-fed him minutes here in the last four games, I think, that he's been back, and he's gradually working his way into a deeper part of the rotation. But you can tell the impact that he makes when he's on the floor.
Forever and a day with Michigan State, it's this, and this you got to be ready for. The way they hit the glass, the way they get it out of the net, make or miss, the way they share the ball, it's kind of same. It's in theory, same stuff on too, but trying to deal with that is the next step.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. This is the going back, I believe, even in, you know, the assistants really dive into the analytics, and as we meet, this is the, in terms of pace of play, it's the slowest Michigan State team in the last 20 years, but it's also the best assist or least amount of turnovers they've had of any team. So there's a correlation there between how they're trying to play. They're still bring it at you and push it. And I'm not saying, you know, transition defense won't be number one and 1A tomorrow night. But the I think it's been ironic to watch them how they've kind of controlled the tempo at times when they needed to. Maybe some of that's too due to injuries that they've had to, without Hall and Akins, is two pretty good athletes there that they've you know, with them being a little more mindful of that, they've taken care of the ball a little bit better. Turnover numbers are down, but they still put pressure on you at the rim, make or miss, as you mentioned, on the glass. You know, and it, defensively, they've been very impressive. They really, I think a lot of it's their versatility, but their guards are good, they're physical, and they've got some depth that they've developed. So it's a team that I think is playing really well right now. I saw them earlier, and you could tell they were still trying to figure some things out, and injuries didn't help them, but now you can tell I think they're starting to hit a stride.
Yeah, they've used the portal a little bit, not as many, kind of like you guys selectively, but it, a lot of these names are really familiar, and right. They've had a chance to grow together too, right?
Yeah, they have. You know, and Joey Hauser from here in Wisconsin, A. Walker has really improved. He's really been impressive on film. And A.J. Hoggard has gotten himself in better shape. You know, so up and down the lineup, they've had good contributions across the board from different guys, different nights. And like I said, you can tell they just from November to where they are now, definite, much like us, I think have taken strides forward, and have injuries have allowed them or forced them to maybe develop some other guys a little faster that we're going through right now.
I was listening to Coach Izzo after they beat Michigan. He was talking with Jim Jackson on Fox. You know, it was a great win for them, the in-state rivalry game. And then he said, well, we got another tough one. And that's just the way it is, the way right. You guys with them. I mean, that's just, there are, I looked for an easy game for you. Sorry.
Can't find one. Yeah.
Not on this.
Well, I mean, that's the thing we talked about Saturday after the game. Hey, we'll learn from this. But this league comes at you fast. You can't get too high when things go well, and you can't feel sorry for yourself and get down in the dumps when you get popped in the mouth, because you got to turn around and you got somebody within 72 hours or slightly more that is going to be as good or better than what you just played. So, you know, you're not going to go through the late league unscathed. You got to learn from it, grow from it, and the teams that can stay the steadiest and continue to grow, and don't, like I said, don't get too high when things go really well, and don't crash and burn when things don't go well. Stay the course, because it's a long season.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We have a couple player interviews coming your way here tonight. We'll hear from Luke Hurdle, redshirting this year, and we'll also check in with Max Klesman. We'll check in with Luke in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, our next couple of segments, we will turn it to the players. And first up tonight is Luke Hurdle, young man out of Heartland, Wisconsin. He's redshirting this season, but he comes to the program as a preferred walk-on. His high school credentials are, to say the least, very impressive. At Lake Country Lutheran, in his basketball career, he scored more than 2,200 points and grabbed 1,000-plus rebounds. Also helped his team to a state championship at the D3 level this past March. In football, he was a terrific quarterback. The offensive state small school player of the year helped his team to a Division 5 title in 2019. Clearly, he's living the dream, helping this program every day with the scout team, getting the guys ready for every opponent in this tough Big Ten conference schedule, and just having a time of his life, or so it seems. We had a chance to catch up with Luke here recently, talking a little basketball, a little football, and of course his beloved Green Bay Packers. The fun that you guys can have, obviously the head coach is a big Packers fan. He's got the Aaron Rodgers jersey on and all of that. Did you realize, I know you had it confirmed, obviously, the day of the Packer-Viking game. Do you know how diehard of a fan of the Vikings Coach Crabb is?
Yeah, we've had that conversation a little bit before. Earlier in the year when they beat the Packers, we heard a little bit from him about it. And then obviously they're having a good year, and the Packers were not having the best year. So yeah, he was giving it to us. So yesterday was a good one, to just so we had a little bit to say back to him.
Yeah, just a little bit of payback, right? So,
exactly.
So you're a high school quarterback, so you love watching number 12 up there in Green Bay do his thing.
Yeah, of course. Looked up to him my whole life, you know. I saw Brett Favre a little bit, not really too much, but like when I could still start understanding football, it was always Aaron Rodgers out there. And the fact that he's still playing and doing this thing is really cool.
Yeah, especially at the level he's doing it at, right? For you, Luke, right now, fall semester done, finals done. It's basketball here for a few weeks, and then the second semester starts. Could you give yourself a chance to just take a deep breath, exhale a little bit? All right, now you're kind of getting the rhythm here of what it's like at the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, for sure. You know what, coming up here in summer really helped, taking a summer class, just kind of getting your feet wet in the summer just so you could balance that one class, and then coming in, you know, you have all the help here that you can really need. Everyone's here is to help you, make sure you get the good grades that you need to get. And it's just a bunch of resources here that allow it to be a lot more smoother transition.
Another question, too, even off the floor, being together as you guys were during the summer, there's obviously, in your case, like you said, you kind of get used to the rhythm of how things work here academically. But just for you, the total package, you know, bonding with these guys off the floor, not every freshman gets afforded this not every player gets afforded this opportunity. That was, I would imagine, pretty meaningful for you.
Right? Yeah, no, definitely. You know, being a diehard Badger fan my whole life, it was really cool just to be able to come up here and then kind of, like, realize that, like, the little guy's dream kind of finally came true. And, like, being able to just kind of take a deep breath and be like, all right, now you're here. Like, you deserve to be here. Just start playing your game. And just, like, do what you can do.
Yeah, that is part of the bio, that you grew up a big Badger fan. Yeah. Was there one game, be it, you know, going to Camp Randall for a football game or coming over here, was there one you thought, I want to do this, I want to do this right?
Well, there was a bunch, and my dad had season tickets as a Badger football, at the Badger football game, so just being able to go to those every weekend that there was a home game, you know, taking my friends up there, kind of just – being around the culture every Saturday, you know, having all the food, just being around everything just made me want to be here. And then having my older sister come here, my older brother still is attending here. It was just kind of like a dream, kind of just like, this is where you're meant to be. Just go play basketball there.
So you're embracing every minute of it. You have to probably get through the process of, okay, this is a dream to be here, but now this is real here.
Yeah.
But that, it's still, I mean, for you, you got to be having a time of your life.
Right? Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, just that first couple weeks of summer, it was just kind of like, it still didn't really feel real, kind of just being here. And then I kind of had to realize, take a deep breath and just play basketball, like, no matter the level it's at, like, even though this was my dream to play here, just being able to be here, like, I deserve to be here, and I'll just do what I can do and play basketball.
It's no secret that the head coach here likes basketball players who were quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. You know, yourself, obviously, Isaac Lindsay. There have been a number of others. Is there something to that? I mean, you've championships in football and basketball in your high school days. Is there something to that that you've noticed that being a quarterback can help you kind of get things organized on a basketball floor too?
Yeah, just some of like the intangibles of being like a leader. Immediately you have to be a leader when you're thrown in as being a quarterback. A vocal leader too. You know, you're calling all the plays, you're changing the plays, you're getting your guys ready for the game. You're the pregame speech before the game. It's just kind of, you are the guy that everyone looks to. And then being on the floor, it also just helps, like, being able to see the court. You know, in the football field, it's a lot more hectic because you have big 250-pound guys coming to take your head off. You got to get rid of the ball to an open receiver. But, yeah, just, like, being able to stay calm under pressure and just being able to see it before it happens. That's a big thing because when it happens, if you haven't gotten rid of the ball, it's probably too late. So just being able to see it before it happens.
I know you're redshirting this year, so some Badger fans will be getting more and more familiar with you moving forward. But it's one of the things that even someone like me knows is you've got great instincts out here. You just seem like you have a knack to know what to do. Is that, as a basketball player, has that always kind of been a strength of yours, like through your high school career? You just know it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like a sixth sense almost, just being around the game for so long. You know, my dad played basketball. I had two older brothers that played basketball, and every one of their games I would be on the bench, you know, shooting during timeouts, halftime, just stuff like that, just watching the game so much. You just become so familiar with it. And you just start to, like, kind of know, like, the little tricks and little, like, tips that can just kind of make the difference in, like, getting a loose ball, getting a rebound, stuff like that, like, kind of ways to hide a foul, just different stuff like that. You'd think like a veteran like Brad Davidson did it all the time, where he was so good at just kind of knowing where the ball was going before it went there. And that's why he got so many loose balls and was just always on the floor, just kind of just having a knack for where it was going
to
go.
I was talking to Coach Chandless about you a few weeks ago, and I guess you got the nickname Baby Luka. And I know, as in your bio, you're a big fan of Luka Doncic. So
yeah.
I'm guessing that maybe you didn't get that nickname here. Maybe you've had that for a little bit.
Yeah, so in like AAU, people started calling me like Luka Magic, which is kind of a similar nickname to Luka,
sure.
Baby Luka. So just kind of being slower, not too athletic, but just knowing how to play the game the right way and still being able to get your shot off, create plays for yourself and for others.
You know, you mentioned that about the athleticism, and there are different ways to define it. Coach Ryan did, and I was reading about Steph Curry, actually, where Steve Kerr was saying, look, athleticism is also hand-eye coordination, it's balance, it's intensity. Those sound like things that are kind of right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, obviously I'm not going to, you know, jump the highest or, you know, shoot from the farthest away, but, you know, there's certain things in basketball that help you win games that aren't like shooting, scoring, or jumping the highest. Just a lot. Coach Guard always says, like, 90% of the game is play with your feet on the ground. So if I'm in the majority there, I guess I'll be all right.
Final thing about Luka, 60, 20, and 10 he had the other night. I assume that you caught highlights of it at least. I mean, 60, 20, and 10.
Yeah.
You get your mind wrapped around that?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like video game numbers, really, just kind of using one guy, score every point, and then get every rebound, I guess. And, Yeah, it was just had to wear my Luka Doncic jersey the next day, show some support. Got it for Christmas.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was good.
That is Badgers redshirt freshman Luke Hurdle out of Heartland, Wisconsin, the pride of Lake Country Lutheran. Stay with us. Our players portion will continue. We'll check in with Max Klesmet as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Youth Advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Our players portion of the Greg Gard Show continues. We just heard from Luke Hurdle a couple of minutes ago, and now we turn our attention to Max Klesmet, another one of the new faces to the program this season. He's a Wisconsin guy, though, from Neenah, but the last couple of years he was at Wofford, had a very good year with the Terriers last season as he averaged about 15 points a game, earned third team All-Southern Conference recognition. So he has proven that he can score at this level. He's proven that with the Badgers. You go back to that Marquette game last month, he had 13 points and what proved to be the game-winning bucket in that game, also dished out 4 assists. He's also a tenacious competitor and a very, very good defensive player. When he had committed, remember, Greg Gard comped him with the likes of, to a certain extent, Brad Davison, but certainly to a Josh Gosser, a Zach Showalter, even Mike Kelly going back, hard to believe, more than two decades ago. We talked with Max about that. We also just talked to him about how he craves those big-time challenges in terms of who he is guarding, including a very recent matchup. Might have been looking up a little bit in a game against Minnesota as we visit with the Badgers' Max Klesmet.
There are certain assignments that I think are really intriguing to people who watch games. And, you know, the recent game against Minnesota, against Jamison Battle, really good player. looking up a little bit. He's a, but you know, with Coach Gar, we're talking to him after the game. I said that's probably one of those assignments that you crave, and if you weren't assigned to him, you would say, "Hey, give him to me." Right. I mean, that's just the kind of thing you embrace, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, every night in the Big Ten is going to be a grind, regardless of who we play. Every team's got really good players, scores on every squad. So, yeah, just taking the preparation part very seriously in practice beforehand, scouting, and just buying into what the coaches are telling us right now. And, yeah, getting everybody behind that and moving forward here into Big Ten, I think that'll be a really big key.
Coaches are always very careful here to say we want this guy to be the best him. We want to be the best Max Klesman. But when we asked Coach Gard about you when you announced that you were coming here, he brought some comparisons. If it was, you know, more recently a Brad Davison or a guy like Zach Showalter, Josh Gosser, names that, you know, you probably are pretty familiar yeah. with. When you hear that, that's a real big compliment. When that was thrown back at you, what were you thinking when you heard that?
Just, I mean, super appreciative at first just to get those comparisons to those guys before. You know, that was my fifth, sixth, seventh grade self watching those guys play with, you know, Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, going to that national championship game. So just being able to be compared to them is awesome. But, you know, trying to take a little bit from each guy's game, whether it's, you know, Zach Showalter, Josh Osser, Brent Brust, most recently Brad Davis, like we said, just trying to pick a little bit up from each of their game, whether it's watching film, you know, talking to them, or just taking advice from them regardless. But yeah, it's super, super cool to be acknowledged and be in the same conversation compared to those guys.
You are described as a relentless player. The constant, Coach Oliver mentioned that along those lines when I talked to him recently. He says you're all just the intensity, the sustained intensity. Where did that come from with you?
I think it just kind of started at a young age. My dad taught me, you know, regardless of where you're at, when you get on the score, you got to play as hard as you can. You got to be as serious as you can be because, you know, the game can take you a far ways. It's gotten us to be able to go to the Bahamas, France, like we've already been. So just trying to be locked in of what I was taught at a young age of taking your work very seriously no matter what it is you're doing. So I got to give a little credit to my dad on that.
Yeah, no, it's great advice. By the way, speaking of which, I've asked some of your teammates this. You went to France, went to the Bahamas. You played basketball in a ballpark, in a baseball park. That's a pretty good first tour here as a Wisconsin Badger.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to myself, too. I was like, I mean, you can't ask for a much better first year here, getting to go to France, the Bahamas, AmFam, you know, being a Brewer fan growing up, being able to play there, it's been awesome. So, yeah, just super grateful of all those opportunities that we've had this year already.
As you made the adjustment from Wofford to here, you know, I guess probably don't want you to give away too much here, but the differences just in if it's terminology, if it's the defensive rules, what you're doing offensively, how different is it here from what you played with down at Wofford?
For sure. You know, I would think the biggest part that the difference that I've seen so far is just the physicality part of playing in the Big Ten. You know, every night's going to be a grind. Not saying that it wasn't at Wofford either, but...
Is he talking Green Bay Packers or what's it?
Yeah, it'll be soon.
But yeah, man, I lost my train of thought.
Differences.
The physicality, right? sorry about that there. I got a little sidetracked. But, yeah, the physicality, the speed of the game, obviously. And then, like you said, too, the terminology part. Some things are different, but some things are similar, too. But, you know, these coaches and these guys have done a good job helping me and Cam so far out of the transfer portal, learning to adapt really quickly.
So we had the cameo from the head coach. I've got to go there now. I can't let that. I'm trying to get straight. There are a couple of outliers. Carter Gilmore is a Bears fan.
Bear guy, yep.
But that's kind of a no-brainer. You're a green and gold guy, aren't you?
I'm green and gold to the bone, yep. Green and gold, bleed it. So,
how fun is that? I mean, obviously, in a recent practice before a Packers-Vikings game, there was a lot of Packer garb. Coach Krabenhoff had smoke coming out of his ears.
Yeah.
He was not. You know, Tyler Wall's a big Vikings fan. Crow,
Steve.
I assume. How much back and forth is there in the locker room, the buses, if it's, you know, when these games are going on?
For sure, yeah. You know, we try to tone it down a little bit once we get on the court. But, yeah, once it's in the locker room, it's fair game. You know, a little bit of smack talk here and there, you know. We all watched the game together, so it was fun seeing those guys kind of pouting, you know. Be angry that their team was down 21 or whatever in the first quarter, it felt like. So, yeah, it's good, though, having that little rivalry, you know, in the locker room, too, off the court. I think it brings us closer together as well. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Final thought. I'm thinking of your folks and Can they keep straight where all of the Klezmet kids are playing? You got a brother, you got a sister playing basketball. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be fun, exciting as heck, and a lot of pride too, I would think, what's going on in the family with their basketball careers.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I guess it just kind of followed what I wanted to do growing up, kind of playing college. Same goal for my little brother, same goal for my little sister as well. But, you know, just a lot of thankfulness goes to our parents being able to, you know, take us to these AAU games, whether it was in Vegas or down in Florida or all over the country. I know it wasn't easy keeping up with us, but, and they're still trying now, whether it's, you know, back home at Neenah or coming down to Madison for a game, but they're trying. They're just super thankful, and they're glad they can watch as much basketball because they both love it as much as we do as their kids. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and just can't ask for anything else, really.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Kamari, a couple of Wisconsin guys coming back here. Everything you thought you would be here so far?
And more. Everything I thought it would be and more. You know, just words can't put it into to describe how easy the transition's been for me because of these guys on the team, because of these coaches, because of everybody on the staff, whether it's, you know, the trainers, Snide's a strength coach. It's almost been seamless. So just, yeah, a lot of gratitude and a lot of thanks for the start we've had so far and the people we got in this program.
Comments from Badgers guard Max Klezmet as we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll check out the Big Ten schedule this week as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Been listening to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 26.